Hello, welcome to I Don't Know with JoJo and
Kev on stage.
And we have a special guest here today.
Tony Baker.
Tony Boulanger.
Which is Baker or Bakery?
Baker in French.
As I live and breathe.
Come on, man.
Tony Baker. All right, yeah. John, take it away, kid.
Yeah. Stuff. Okay, today we're talking about Pixar movies.
Woo! Pixar movie time.
Everybody loves Pixar.
Everybody loves.
I really like Pixar movies, man.
It
was hard to narrow it down to five.
Because Pixar movies, they're all very original and recognizable. Well, at least most of them.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, but this one,
yeah.
But also all of the other movies that are Pixar, because yes. All Pixar movies are usually good.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Gotta stay moisturized.
One more time. One more. Just relax your lips. Your lips so it gets in good. One more time, man. Your mom's gonna be watching, and she's gonna be like, "You let my baby go and don't look at nothing." Chapping on my lips. All right.
Okay. Moving on. You guys didn't see that. Who wants to start? Top five.
I'll start. But I just we decided to only choose one Toy Story movie.
Yes.
Because easily, two or three could be in the top five.
Mm-hmm.
But just to make the list more interesting,
we could just do like Toy Story in general because.
And like rank them in order of the mm-hmm. the best. Mm-hmm. So we decided to do just one. I'll start. And I'll tell you how my list goes. Part of it is how good the movie is and rewatchability.
Mm-hmm.
But I decided to choose my list with the movies that meant the most. Like the message
mm-hmm.
I referenced the most actual life. And that's how my list will go. So we're going 5-1, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay. Number five for me was Inside Out.
Okay.
Really like that movie.
Yeah.
The explanation of as a baby, mm-hmm. your emotions are happy, sad, whatever,
right.
Angry.
Mm-hmm.
But as you grow, they are mixes of that. I was there like, you know what? You do mean sad. Because sometimes sad leads to happy. And life is sometimes it's bittersweet.
Yeah.
You move from Washington here, you're happy to be moving, but you're leaving your friends behind. You know? And the doggone, what was the guy's name that used to be his toy and the memory was fading?
Oh,
and he was down there in the pit.
Oh, yeah.
Vinko or something.
Yeah.
And he was like, hey, guys. And I was like, hey, man, y'all leaving him.
He used to be the guy.
He was the guy. The world was crashing. Little memory was gone.
Man.
I was like, come on, man.
He
remember
about
him.
To forget about him.
Oh, it was tough. I was in the theater like, Pixar has got me
that
a couple
was,
times.
No.
I did not expect to cry.
Oh, man.
That was not a crying movie.
It was for me.
It was.
It got me big time. You hear me?
That's because you're still in the phase of just three Corey moments.
I like the movie, but I don't think it was a crying movie.
It was crying for me.
I don't think I cried.
But
I definitely watered.
Was it just the bingo part? Bingo?
It was. I mean, I don't think I didn't actually cry. I cried on some of these. I didn't actually cry on Inside Out,
mm-hmm.
but I was like the emoji where the eyes are like,
jiggle.
Yeah, it was jiggling.
Yeah,
it was a chance of rain.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't actually drop, but I had a hoodie on. I definitely was prepared.
They knew how to hit the notes.
Ah!
You couldn't see. You'd be like, oh, okay,
man. So that was my number five, Inside Out.
Okay.
Inside Out.
Do you have any thoughts about that?
I love Inside Out. I thought the writing and the concept was genius. Probably one of my favorite. If I had to rank like the premises of Pixar, that might be number one. The number one premise.
Getting to Pixar making original movies,
mm-hmm.
they could make a really good video game.
Oh, yeah.
An original video game?
Yeah. I'd play a Toy Story game.
I would.
With an open world?
Mm-hmm.
I'd be all in.
And give Buzz an actual laser, too, that we could actually use.
What is it called?
Actually works.
There is a game with, like, Toy Story. There's a bunch of different games in one game. I forgot what the name is. But I forgot what it was.
Did they ever make a Toy Story game?
I don't think it was
a complete Toy Story game.
Huh.
They might have.
They made Cars a video game, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
But anyway.
You're number five, Joe. What's up?
My number five, it would have to be Ratatouille.
Oh, Ratatouille. I love Ratatouille.
In the kitchen. It was a good movie. I don't know why it made it my top five. I just really liked it for some reason. Mm-hmm. I haven't actually watched it in a while, but it was actually really good. I really liked it.
When the critic ate the Ratatouille, what was the food even? Whatever the food is that he made, and it transported him back to when he was a little kid, I was like, see, man, give that rat a chance. It was great.
The rat chef.
Everybody can cook.
The concept.
A good
man.
Message as well. Mm-hmm. Everybody can cook, man. Good message.
Even rats.
Even rats. People don't give rats a chance.
Don't actually give rats a chance to cook.
I mean, they might be able to whip something up.
They might be, man.
Never know, man.
Don't listen to them. All right. Your top five.
My number five. I'm coming in hot with, I'm going to do Monsters, Inc.
Monsters, Inc?
That was going to be my
love
top
the
five.
Concept.
Oh, it was?
That was the one. It was between that and Inside Out.
Yeah. I love the concept. These guys, you know, they just scare kids for a living. Mm-hmm. They clock in, clock out. They got all these doors sliding in and out. And you got the guys that really love what they do. The guys are just like, yo, man. He don't deserve this. You know what I'm saying? We actually care about this kid's feelings. And then you go from there, and then you got the treachery behind the scenes. The old concept. The characters were great.
Yeah.
Billy Crystal. Was it John Goodman?
Do you remember
John
the door Goodman? Scene in that movie?
Doge.
The door scene? When there's a bunch of doors in the monsters?
Yes. Yes.
Dude, that was... I was like, go get him!
Yeah.
Go get that lizard monster! Go through all those doors!
You felt something?
No.
That was Steve Buscemi.
I really
like
that scene.
Oh, he was great.
Villain, man.
He was perfect, man.
He could turn invisible. Little human machine. I love
that. 2319! Also, in the whole Pixar universe video where it's like all one world, mm-hmm. Monsters, Inc. plays a big role. Yeah, there's a video on YouTube that shows you how all the Pixar films are connected. Mm-hmm. In Brave, the girl has a picture of what was Sully?
Yeah.
She has a picture of Sully in her cave.
Really?
There's a theory that the little girl, Boo, is the witch in Brave, and she's remembering Sully. Yeah, it's a crazy video.
Wait, is Brave in the future? I've never seen Brave.
Brave
you
is
seen Brave?
Never seen it.
Brave's in the
Me
future.
Neither.
It's in the future.
It's in the future, I believe.
Wow. I had to check Brave.
Either it's in the future or the very... I'm not sure. It's either in the very future or the very beginning. It might be way past Wall-E.
Yeah.
I think it might be Brave that started, the Earth started all over again.
Oh.
So I'm not sure. But you should watch that video. You've got to post
okay.
Watch that video.
Okay.
All right, so Tony's doing number four now. And we'll go back this way.
Okay.
I'll do number four. I'm going to go with Up. It's my number four.
Up?
Up. Yeah.
That is my number four.
The
too.
Record.
Is it really?
It is really
what was the record for the fastest tear jerk of all time?
Yes!
5 minutes in, we like.
I took Isaiah to see Up. We just getting settled in. You were too young at this time. I'm talking about just me and him.
I was actually
popcorn.
Thinking about putting Up at my number five. But it wasn't my number five. But
Joe,
I really did like that. It would probably be number six.
I was in tears. Man. I'm talking about
actually, fast. We don't even know the characters yet.
I'm like, whoa. She can't have kids. And she died. And they're taking the house. I was crying hard. Zizzy was like, what's wrong, Daddy? I was like, nothing, man.
It's the popcorn butter.
Man. I was not expecting it either.
No.
That's too early to be crying that hard.
Out the gate, I was like, I've never cried this fast in a movie. I'm just like, what? I don't even know him. I'm all in, man. So Up holds that record of any
so
film.
So good, man.
Ever.
Yeah, that was a good movie.
And the premise is amazing.
That kid's shirt.
Mm-hmm.
And the
dog
is...
with the collar that talk, mad funny.
Squirrel! They ran that joke so many times. Every time I was like, he could do it three more times.
Man, keep it coming.
It was great. Villain was good.
Yes.
Really good villain.
Mm-hmm.
His name was Kevin. Little Boy Scout kid. He represented us well. He was just happy to be here,
Didn't
man.
Didn't they make their house like into an airship?
Yeah, I think.
Kevin
yeah, totally
real,
realistic
name.
Movie.
Kevin.
Actually, what happened at the way in? I don't remember. How do the balloons just pop and they magically land the house lands on their
feet. I don't remember how it ended.
I haven't seen it in a while, but I remember
it made an impression.
Impression for sure. Mm-hmm. It was something to do with the dogs turning on the other guy, and I think his ship crashed. The guy who was like Heisenberg.
So did they just leave them in the air?
We got nothing.
I don't remember the ending.
Okay, is it my top four or is it
yours?
My top four? Monsters, Inc.
Okay. We in the closet.
Yeah. I mean, wait. Monsters, Inc. we kind of already talked about it. You kind of stole that from me. Bad. Come on, man.
We're going to have it in the lab.
But, I mean, it's a good movie.
Yeah.
Mike Wazowski.
Mm-hmm.
It was funny, man. He was doing comedy. He was bombing.
Taking it. One eye.
I do want to say something. Okay. I do want to say something. The idea of them getting scares for, like, energy or whatever, mm-hmm. I really like that idea, but I wish they explored it more. Because, they did explore a good amount, but then after a while, it was just Sully versus...
Laughs.
Yeah, him.
I mean, laughs as a source of energy.
Right.
Oh, laughs. What was the bad guy's name?
What was his name?
Either way, I don't remember his name. The lizard guy.
Lizard guy. Right.
it was just a chase to get him and the kid. But I wanted them to explore more of that. I really like the idea.
Look at the units of laughter. Mm-hmm. How much laughs per capita equals the life?
When you think about the concept, though, it's a cold game.
It is.
Like, to scare these kids to death, that's how we power it up? That was work.
And watching them train, the guy was too scared to scare. He was like, man, I'm scared. It was great, man. They had lunch bells.
Man. They were ruining these kids' lives.
I completely forgot. Like, outside of their work, they had a city.
Yes.
Didn't they have cars?
They did. And kids being harder to scare now because of the way the world's changing.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like kids don't be scared of monsters as much anymore. Jason and Joseph never were scared of monsters. I was in there like...
We also didn't believe in that.
They were scared to watch certain things.
Yeah.
I don't want to go there. But there was no definite... My oldest son was scared of Michael Jackson, though. Like, late stage Michael. He's like, nah, I ain't feeling it. He's scared. Late stage Michael Jackson. The smooth
criminal.
Man, he was fine then, but like a little bit after that, Serene wanted no parts.
So just seeing Michael Jackson.
Oh, man. Look at him. Look at Michael towards the end, man. I get it.
I don't know what you're talking
about. That's
funny, man. You don't want to know.
That's funny.
Okay, your top four.
Up was my number four as well.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you said
I just got excited when Tony said that. I have nothing else to add except I cried a lot. And I like the old curmudgeon-y guy who was sad about his wife. I was like, what if Melissa died? What if I can't have kids? And Jason was like, me. I was like, man, shut up. I'm having a moment.
Remember when we could go to movie theaters?
Were you born then?
What?
When did Up come out?
Joe was, if he was born, he was super little. You were born in 2008, right?
Yeah. Listen, man, nobody's asked me in a while.
Up came out in May 2009. So Joe was not.
Oh, he was fresh.
He was not old enough to take to the movie.
A little baby not wearing
a shirt. You weren't even a year old.
Hey.
Zay Zay was like three, so. Yeah.
Zay Zay was 3 years older than me at one point?
No, two. He was two.
I was about to say.
Yeah. When's your birthday, Joe?
That much older than me.
Your birthday's in what month?
September.
Oh, man, so he wasn't even a year then.
Mm-mm. That's why I was like, you're not going.
Yeah.
He's like, I can't hold my head up. Maybe a little bit.
What's next?
Three.
Your top three.
My three.
Three
over
here.
We'll just pass it by a while, you can't keep going.
After a while you gotta do it.
Okay.
So if you can't find a smooth transition, just be like, alright, let's take a break before we continue and do that. As opposed to like keeping going, because then it's just gonna get harder and harder. Because the next segment might take another 10 minutes.
Mm. Okay, well
Greg, take this part out.
Yeah.
Greg, take this part out and just after I go, then just take that.
Oh, Greg be in the booth.
Okay.
So just do a, before we go to the next one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Before we go to the top threes, I would like you to get some merch.
Merch!
Merch, 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 merch. Merch, 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 merch,
merch. Merch madness.
Merch madness.
Yeah.
where do you get this said merch?
Oh, man. Go to TonyBaconNow.com. You can find everything that I have for sale, whether it be ringtones, shirts, comedy specials, whatever you need from me, TonyBaconNow.com. You'll find it. And click on it.
Specials, guys.
Oh, yeah.
Comedy specials. Comedy that means specials. They're different. They're unique.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's three of them.
There's three.
Three is the magic number.
Speaking of three, top three.
Oh, nice transition.
Was good.
Yeah.
I know, I'm just the best at transitions.
That transition was crisp.
Is it my turn to do three?
Yeah.
Okay, so this is a new to the top five. Coco.
Oh.
Coco?
Coco, I was all in. I did not.
I forgot about Coco.
Coco, I did not know. I didn't look at any trailers. I was just like, Pixar, great movie.
Yeah.
I'm all in.
You went
in Hispanic people, Mexican people.
Yeah.
I was like, great. Totally different thing.
I forgot about Coco.
Man, when you talk about a roller coaster, he got me on the dreams. I just want to be a musician.
That's all he wanted.
I want to be here.
His family wasn't having it. You going to make these shoes. I don't want to play.
Plot twist, man. The bad guy is the good guy, and the good guy is the bad guy, and the family all along, and they just want to be musicians.
De La Cruz was shady.
Ernesto De La Cruz was like, I killed your daddy, boy. Still nobody care about him. Look at my house.
He just wanted to be a skeleton musician.
Man, and Pops was with him the whole time. They had no clue.
Man. And he was fading away.
He was fading away.
You try to look like Ernesto. He was like,
you know, that might take my top four, and Monster Inc. might be my top five.
Coco was great.
And I saw it a lot. Because when I was on the cruise ships working, Coco was there. I was watching it every time. So I've seen it about five times. Saw it twice in theaters.
I've seen it a good amount of time.
It's great.
When it came to Netflix, I think it was on Netflix for a while.
Yes.
The worst part about plot twist movies.
Hey, John. He's young. But it's happening to him.
Okay.
The game is the game, Joe.
Just wanted to say something.
Think about the plot twist.
With plot twist movies, you see it coming. So, obviously. Mm-hmm. So if you watch it twice, it's like, but he's a bad guy. But you already know.
Did you see it coming the first time?
First time, absolutely not. I really thought it was going to be bad guy, good guy, good guy. Oopsie, they switched them. Yeah. I did not expect that.
Yeah.
And Ernesto was like, I'll kill you.
Yeah.
I was like, whoa, he's a kid.
Yeah.
He was like, I don't care. I need the big house with the lights. I was like, this guy is crazy, insane.
Man. He had that face. He was like, man, you want to believe in this guy. But he was treacherous. Oh, man.
And Hector was writing on the lid, and they took him out the picture.
Yeah.
And that's why.
Even his own family hated on him.
Man.
For generations. It was just like, none of you will be musicians. And he was legit.
What was the reason? Ernesto poisoned him or something?
No, because...
He poisoned him so he could get the song lyrics.
Yeah.
And then so to the wife, she felt like he just abandoned the whole family.
That's what
it was.
He died.
He was murdered. And so it was just like, oh, well.
It's a totally different thing.
Man, but she spread it to the whole family. Like, yeah, no, we make it you. No musicians here. It was legit the whole time. Treachery.
But there's the thing about family. Like, if he was good at musicians, the Coco, and what was it? Hector was the grandma.
Hector was the guy. I don't remember the kid's name.
So yeah, but so that
Coco
was her grandma.
Yeah, that was her dad.
That would mean they're all good at music in some way, shape, or form.
Mm-hmm. If they would have gave it a shot.
Yeah, because. What's the boy's name?
Miguel.
Oh, and then the part where when the grandmother snapped into it and started singing again.
Oh, Man, she hadn't been talking.
The whole time she was out of here.
And that song was great.
Oh, it was great. Remember me?
Remember?
Oh, so I was like,
remember me.
And he was singing. He was on the guitar. I was like.
And then when she chimed in, I was done. I was like, man.
Movies about dreams, man. Dream chasing? I'd be out of
here. I'm all in. Man.
I'd be like, I know what you're going through, Miguel. Nobody was even impeding on me. It's just hard, man.
Man.
It's just hard.
Because he had the biggest beat. They throwing shoes at him. He running. He hiding.
He was trying to hang out with the mariachi band. Man. He was like, I'll kill you, boy. What'd I say? No music. He was like,
I just
want to do this.
That's it.
I was emotional.
Remember the spirit animals?
Oh, yeah.
I just want to say something before I go in. The thing about Coco, the difference, well, I mean, obviously, the difference between Coco and Up, they're completely two different movies. Mm-hmm. But for Coco, you remember most of the movie. Mm-hmm. Like, there's obviously specific parts you don't remember,
right.
But like, you get the whole storyline. Mm-hmm. You remember this part, and then this happened.
Yeah.
Oh, and you remember this scene exactly. Mm-hmm. But with Up, you don't remember the last part.
I don't.
I haven't seen
that. That kind of says how much
time. Coco was fresh.
But Coco was 2017. Mm-hmm. Up was 2009.
Yeah.
So part of it is just what's happening in Inside Out. Like, yeah. I don't watch it. The end of Up is just, it's like, no, that was a good ending. Come on, man.
Remember, you go right back to Coco. Like, remember me. Put Coco back on. But yeah, I got to watch Up again.
I need to watch Up again. I haven't seen it
since 2009.
I ain't seen it. I haven't rewatched it.
Yeah.
But I remember being like, I love
it. Guys, you've been on Coco for way too long.
Sorry. Right. Okay, Joe.
So we doing help
your turn, number three.
Wally.
Okay. Interesting choice.
One of the best movies.
Okay.
It would make my top five ever.
Probably. Really?
Oh.
Probably.
And like, is this low in the like,
and it's three? Number three?
Yes. Because the other two movies would also make my top five.
Okay. Movies are also... Man, at your age, animated movies are dominating the amount of movies.
So three of his top five are Pixar.
Yeah.
All time.
We just got into non-animated movies like 2 years ago.
True.
It's literally animated movies and Marvel.
Okay, yeah.
Then so we watched the Tyler Perry movie last week. But other than that, it
was
just...
Yeah, it was indeed a Tyler Perry movie that had Tyler Perry. That was a movie. That was a movie. Yes, moving on.
Tyler Perry, you hear from the U. They're not connected with the material.
It was indeed a movie that I watched.
Ah. Joe was watching it too. He was sitting on the other couch. He was looking at something. I was just like...
I literally said, this sure is a movie.
Is a movie?
At some point, he was like, we just gotta turn it off. We were like, oh no, baby, we're locked in. We are finishing this. We are on the road. So why do you like Wally so much?
I just really liked it. I don't know.
Not a lot of dialogue in that movie.
No.
No. The hand signals... Mm-hmm. I really like those. The main good guy, which is kind of hard to tell, like, who's good. I mean, it wasn't that hard, but it was kind of, so who are you?
Mm-hmm.
But it's pretty easy to understand what's happening. But with no dialogue, I don't know why I like that so much, but it just made the movie feel so more...
Cinematic?
I don't know if cinematic is the word. I don't know. But it just...
It was a different pace for sure.
It
because
was.
It didn't have a lot of dialogue, no animals, no uppityness. It was
I don't think it's one word to describe it, but I think what I'm trying to say is the movie was so, like, you had to explore with them because they couldn't say, okay, we're going to go here because this is the room, this is the main bad guy's room, where we have to do this. You kind of had to figure that out on your own, and every time there was a new scene, they were like, whoa, what is this? And you're like, whoa, what is this?
Yeah.
So you're like experiencing with the robots, you know?
Yeah.
In the year 3055.
That's dope, man.
Wow.
That's a good observation.
I really... And another one, man. Pixar was on a roll for a long time.
It must be hard to make a movie where there's no dialogue. There was some.
But it was
very
not a lot.
Minimal.
Yeah, very minimal for sure.
So it's like, how do you make that? How do you make a movie good with barely any dialogue?
And they greenlit it.
They did.
They made a great job doing it.
Yeah, it was like, we'll take a chance on this.
It was so good.
That was a chance.
And also, I feel like that's happening to society in a lot of ways.
Oh, yeah.
Wally?
The humanity?
The quarantine? They bring you the food. The exercise is at home.
Yeah.
We're getting fatter. Some people are getting...
America is getting fatter.
And then the amount of screen time we have. I was watching and I was like, Jesus. Literally, it's not that hard. Quarantine really made me be like, man, we could really just be at home.
It also really reminded me of Wall-E. Like, I was like, you know, the world is getting dirtier. You know, there's huge patches of land where we just put our garbage and say, all right, well, have fun.
Literally.
And
it's just sitting there
seeing all that garbage there is like, this isn't too obviously the robots. This, like, the amount of garbage, that isn't really that unrealistic.
No, it's not at all. It's completely realistic.
Yeah, it's too
realistic. Keep going on the path we're going on, it's highly, highly probable that it happens.
We're going to be fat and garbage is everywhere.
It's coming.
And people, you know.
It's your lifetime, man. Me and Tony, we're going to be out of here. Your kids are going to be like, this Wall-E movie, you could have stopped it. What happened to Grandpa? I'm going to be in a little casket.
I'm going to be in a picture in the corner. At a birthday party.
So merch thing.
Yeah.
Buy this.
Oh, I'll put that on my tombstone. GiveOnStage.com. Get my
Don't worry, guys. Your family will remember you in the Cocoa World.
Remember me. Go up to my website. I'm on the domain for 30 years. I start getting sick.
Did you did your top three?
Yes, top three. My three is the same. Cocoa. Cocoa is the same.
So you had top two?
Top two, Tony Baker.
Okay. I'm going to go with Toy Story 3. Gotta go with that one. Yeah. Toy Story 3.
I always go back and forth between 1 and 3.
I'm throwing 3 in there.
Why 3? I didn't even know that.
Hold on.
The villain was better. The whole villain squad, man, when he was looking out the window telling his villain story, the baby with the weird eye. It was just, and then the emotional ending. Like, we're about to just burn us to
Tony Baker.
I was like,
when they did this, and they
were
I was like, and at the time, I thought that was the last Toy Story movie.
I thought they were really about to cook.
And Lasso was like, he gave the salute and was like, he left him in hell. I mean, he was like, so long, suckers.
I did not remember which Toy Story movie is which because there's so many.
Okay, I'm going to give you the quick rundown. Go by the villains. The original one is Sid, evil kid. Second one is the collector guy. Three is Lotso and
I
Baby.
That is.
That's the pink bear.
Looking out the window talking about his plan. His origin story and why.
Yes. And his story of not getting love.
Yeah.
And because he was, when they came to Decker, he was like, hey guys, come on.
Story 3
you get a hug. You get a hug. Then the lights went out, he was like, jail. They were like, what? We're having a great time. Jail.
Yo, Toy Story 3 was just. Toy Story 1 I love too.
Yeah.
It had probably my favorite ending. It was so exciting. But
Toy Story 3 and 1.
Man.
It's a toss-up, man.
And the villain in the fourth one was initially the girl.
Yeah.
But she wasn't that bad.
Oh, the dog.
She was trying to get the voice box from Woody.
They set her up as Creep Central.
Yeah, but then.
But who turned out to be the real villain?
I don't remember that movie.
Toy Story 4 is just.
We don't talk about that. There's only.
You didn't like 4?
It was cool. It wasn't bad.
It was the worst of the four?
It's the worst of the four for sure. For me, it's... I just have to do it now. For me, it's... I always go back between 1 and 3.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
3 is so good because it builds on your love for 1 and 2.
Right.
Because 1 and 2 are so good, 3 can be even better.
Right.
Because you have the benefit of going through the story with them. And so when they almost die, you're like heavily invested. If they almost died like that in 1, you're just meeting them, so you can't be as invested. But one for me is my favorite because I remember how original it was. Pixar was original.
Yep.
The idea of the story was original. Like everything was so new.
Right.
Buzz as a toy who thinks he's not a toy.
Yeah.
Woody as the guy who's like, "You taking my spot?"
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And then Sid.
Sid was the best, man.
He was the best worst.
Oh, I hated Sid.
He's a great villain for that story. Mm-hmm. Like, he was like, "I'm going to blow these things up because I'm freaking psycho."
He's a really good villain.
He was, for that movie specifically,
because outside of that movie, he's just a boy messing with toys.
Right. He's the garbage guy in 3.
Yes.
Yeah, he has a bear. It's a toy on the garbage truck.
He's a
trash guy, man. You do that to toys, you end up taking out the trash. It's a respectable position, but still. But I just remember, like, I thought that was so original, and I was only 13 when that came out. And then 96, right?
95.
Was it 95?
I think it might have been 95.
So I might have been 12 then.
Dang.
So I was like,
I feel like I was 43 when it came out.
This was a new
19.
Yeah, 95.
Yeah, because I remember that came out that day specifically.
No, you remember opening
when it came out my dad's birthday?
Yep. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Toy Story made $373 million at the box office?
Worldwide, yeah.
Dang!
But Toy Story 4 made more than that just in North America alone.
Really?
Uh-huh.
But that's not adjusted
for inflation. But this is not inflation, though.
Okay.
Yeah. But worldwide, Toy Story 3 made over $1 billion.
Really?
I mean, it deserves it.
It deserves every penny.
Tim Allen was great. I love Tom Hanks also, just in everything. Yeah. So I really liked him.
He was perfect.
Who's your favorite character in Toy Story?
Man, that's really tough.
I like the Army guys a lot.
Army guys are great, and it's also because they're not in the movie that much. Mm-hmm.
That part specifically, it's just like...
I like that
too. I love these guys.
The T-Rex!
The T-Rex is mad funny, man. He all panicky in his arms.
He's terrified! His voice is so funny, man.
That dude is classic, man.
Who plays his voice?
The guy, Wallace Shawn.
That's it.
He's from The Princess Bride.
That is
inconceivable. I love that guy's voice, man.
Wallace Shawn.
Potato Heads are funny.
Potato Head's great, man.
Oh, Potato Head, yeah.
I feel like I laughed the most at Buzz in Toy Story 1 because he was really like...
He was really serious.
He had the laser
beam. He really thought he could do this. And he would be flying, but he wasn't really flying. He wasn't.
Oh, yeah, remember that roller coaster scene where he was flying? Oh,
man.
Then at the end, you felt like
he broke his heart, man. He was dead inside.
Remember when the sunbeam came through and lit the fuse? He was, like, sad, though. It was genius. I was blown away by Toy Story 1.
Yeah.
I went in there just like, "Hey, nephew, let's just watch this." And then I was like, "Yo." And then the end was so exciting.
The chase scene in one is
really good, too.
It's amazing.
The car, and then they, like, went to the top.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, this is great.
Yeah. The climax was incredible. I remember the sad part in part 2 when they were showing, what's her name's origin?
The girl.
And they had that whole
Daisy
song.
Or Dixie? She the one with the horse?
Yes. She's like the female Woody.
Yeah, what is her name?
And her, that little song they played for her little story? I was like,
oh, yeah.
I remember who you're talking about. I think it was Wendy.
Is it Wendy?
Jesse.
Yes.
I don't know where I got
that. That was in the second one, her origin story.
And the You Got a Friend in Me from 1 is a great.
Mm-hmm.
You got a friend in me. I was like,
Randy Newman, man.
You got a friend in me. I love it. I love Toy Story.
Amazing, man. Amazing.
Yeah.
So you're number 2.
My number 2? I don't want to spoil my first one, but also, it's kind of a tie between Incredibles and Incredibles 2.
Really?
Really what?
I didn't know, part 2. Both of them are in?
Your number 2 is Incredibles 2?
I don't know. I really like them both. I don't know which one I liked more.
Toss up.
Okay.
Toss up. Because
the first one is, it's Incredibles.
It fits the type.
Just like your merch at the comedy show special.
You're doing so good.
But anyway, the first one is just so classic.
Yeah.
I really liked it because, I mean, who didn't like it?
Mm-hmm.
How many people? What Rotten Tomatoes does it have?
It's probably
it has to be a 90.
It's in the 90.
Has to be.
Has 95, probably above.
It has 97.
Man, that's high.
That's
man.
Really
high. That's ridiculous. What's Incredibles 2 at?
I think it's 93.
Yeah.
You can't
beat them. Was it the 80s?
I thought, because you know, sequels is always a tough subject.
Yeah.
So I was like, they probably hated that one.
The Incredibles 2.
I love the Incredibles.
I was
waiting.
It was not bad. You were
waiting? I was waiting for Incredibles for so long.
The 2? Sequel. Oh, okay, yeah.
For
yeah.
so long, they kept bringing cars out. I'm like, nobody care about this, man. It was the Incredibles.
And that's true.
And the Incredibles made over $500 million domestically.
How do you know that?
Tony is a machine.
That proves that we were waiting.
We were Dude. Waiting. And we were waiting. They got a lot. I wanted Incredibles 2 before a lot of... Before Finding Dory, before Cars 2 and 3, Toy Story I was okay with.
Oh, Toy Story, yes.
Yeah, but I definitely wanted it before the other ones.
Yes.
But Incredibles 2, it's not, it is kind of classic, but it's just such a good sequel because it adds on to the story with Jack-Jack.
Yeah.
With Jack-Jack having his powers, you know, using them, and he's like super powerful now. Yeah. But like stronger than all of them, but he doesn't know how to control them.
Right,
love it.
And the raccoon scene.
The raccoon scene was great.
The raccoon scene.
When the baby was fighting the raccoon, and he multiplied, and then he turned on fire, and then the raccoon was like,
"If this is a regular raccoon going against a superpower being, you know, the raccoon didn't sign up any of this. I just wanted some trash." I forgot about this.
I forgot about
that. I need to watch it again.
I need to watch it again, too. I love it.
You guys forgot about that scene?
There's a lot of stuff to remember, man.
Yeah, I watched a lot of movies.
I got PIN numbers. Got email passwords.
Oh, the password?
Password changing pushed so many movie endings out of my mind.
The whole plot and the... Hey, this is another movie where I thought it was going to be, okay, this has to be a good guy's good guy, bad guy's bad guy. But it was...
You talking about 2?
Yeah, 2.
Okay.
The guy was was he the villain?
No,
he wasn't the villain, but he was the cause of the villain.
Yeah.
So
that's right.
I saw that one coming.
The villain wasn't as good as Syndrome.
No!
Syndrome was a better
villain. Listen.
Hold on, I was trying to be quiet.
Don't you brought it up. You brought it up.
It was no Syndrome, too.
No.
Hurry up! I want to say my stuff.
Okay. Quickly, the guy, I knew he was going to be a good guy. At first, when I first met him, I was like,
that was Better Call Saul, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
I thought, he's definitely going to be the bad guy. Yeah. But later on, I was like, he's way too
bad. They made the bad guy too obvious in the beginning.
Yeah.
The girl, at first, I also thought, they're pairing bad guys. But then later on, I started to kind of my brain started going on. And it was like, the guy is the good guy and the girl is the bad guy. It's kind of what I'm getting at. And when Miss Incredible was frozen in that frozen thing and she had the mind control thing on, I was like, okay, she was indeed the bad guy.
Yeah.
She is definitely a bad person.
Mm-hmm.
And then when he tricked Mr. Incredible to also wearing the mind control thing, I was like,
man.
She's like,
she was out here. And it was like a flip on the first one.
Okay, 2004.
Frozone.
That's the first one.
Oh, yeah. I want to say all, you're taking everything.
No, hold on.
Come on, man. I can't have Syndrome, you got Frozone. What's going to be left for me? I have so much.
Okay, Frozone in the first movie, great, loved him. Syndrome in the first movie, great, loved him.
Okay, so my number 2 is Toy Story 1.
Mm-hmm.
And my number 1 is Incredibles. I love The Incredibles.
Yeah.
One, back to me connecting with the story.
Right.
I was working at a job. I hated it. I had a boss like that guy. I was trying to help the people. I was struggling. So I connected with Mr. Incredible so much. That movie also could have been non-animated and still work.
Oh, yeah.
Because they had marital problems mm-hmm. that were real.
Right.
They had a teen who was going through the tough time. Mm-hmm. Dash was great. The baby.
Right.
The villain origin story is one of the best ever. Mm-hmm. Syndrome had some of the best lines ever. And when everyone is super, no one is. And you sly dog, got me monologuing. Syndrome.
Why'd you make me wait? Why'd you make me wait?
Syndrome will save the day.
Yeah.
When he turned around, he was like,
he saved up. Fake hero scenario.
He's, me and the kids, also we do that.
Syndrome will save the day.
We do that all the time. We used to do that all the time.
Syndrome was another great
movie. Oh, he was so fun.
Yes.
A family of supers. Oh.
Ah.
He was killing people. He was killing everybody to get the best monster.
His origin story is so funny, though, man.
That was totally wicked.
He's
like, move along, Billy.
That's also such an original backstory.
So good.
Because all the other villain backstories, the villain usually is caused by someone else.
He was literally
caused by the superhero.
Incredible.
Why didn't nobody think of that thing yet? Yeah.
So good! Also,
when they did, it was like, why didn't nobody think of this yet?
Also, the lady who made the costumes was great, too. She was like, no capes! This guy dead! This guy dead! This lady dead! No capes!
She was great.
And then Syndrome got the cape got him.
He killed him. He died horribly, by the way.
Yeah, when I watched
Jack that movie, was freaking
horribly.
Jack's out like, he turned on fire. He got heavy. He was like, all right, man. He was like, he had his arm being broken.
Man.
He was out of there.
That was a brutal death.
Oh, also,
horribly.
Incredibles 1 has one of my favorite movie scenes of all time. Mm-hmm. Frozone's wife wanted to go to dinner. Woman, have you seen my super suit? Where's my super suit? Ain't no super suit. The only thing you're going to be doing is, I can't remember how she said it, but she was
Where is my super suit?
Where is my super suit? That's Melissa. You never even saw her, but you felt her. There's literally explosions behind them, and she's like, I don't care what's happening. The city's in danger. My evening is in danger.
Oh, man.
I was laughing so hard,
man. Genius. And keep her off camera. Everybody gonna feel it.
Oh, Sam Jackson was great.
Frozone.
Syndrome. Jack.
They just all are so great. Did they go in the backstory of Frozone?
I don't think. Also, the dude who was like their handler, who like when Mr. Incredible threw the guy through the walls. And he was like, dude, you gotta chill, man. You can't, the old days are gone. We can't keep doing this. Like, his wife being, like, I was like, man.
Yeah. That movie was what the Fantastic Four should have been.
Yes.
The scene where Elastigirl, she was flying that jet and the kids were there. She didn't know the kids were there. They had the missiles.
Yeah.
She rolled and it blew up the jet. Then she was knocked out with the kids were falling and screaming. I was like,
and Violet made the shield.
Violet
came through, but she was scared.
It was a family working together.
It was so good. That was such a dope action scene.
Dash running over the pond.
Man.
They were in real life.
They finally got it together on the island and fought as a family.
Remember when
Yes.
Jack, no, what's the
I didn't have no kids at that time.
What's Kid Flash? What's his name?
Dash.
When he was running across the water with the fire jets.
Yes.
The fighter jets
so
or whatever.
Dope, man.
That was, like, Incredibles
is number one, too, if y'all didn't
guess. What was that?
Incredibles is number one.
Incredibles is number one.
It's number one.
It's
with
great.
A bullet.
But now we have to talk about Incredibles 2.
I loved Incredibles 2.
Me too.
I only picked one Incredibles because, actually, Incredibles 2 probably wouldn't make my top 5 anyway. Probably make my top 10.
Top 10, yeah.
I really liked it.
I gotta watch it again, though.
I was really worried that it was gonna fail as a sequel because Cars 2 was terrible.
Cars 2, yeah.
And right. Finding Dory didn't introduce any new ideas. Mm-hmm. So I was like, man, don't mess up Incredibles.
Right.
I was like, it's been so long. Come on, God.
And they kind of did the same plot. Because it was like, except this time, Mr. Incredible stayed home and the last girl was working.
Yeah, the last girl was working.
And then it had extra elements on the side.
But they didn't fumble it.
No, they didn't.
It was a solid sequel, and it's a.
I want another one.
Do you?
Yes.
With the kids older?
Yes. Just give me more. Give me more.
I want to see Jack as a teen. I want to see what he's capable of.
Yeah. Give us one more. If you give us three Cars, give us three Incredibles.
You don't like Cars.
Give us a Wall-E too.
You didn't like Cars 1?
I mean, it was cool.
You didn't like Cars? You like Cars?
It was a movie.
I like. Well, people don't like Cars.
They're just too kiddy, man.
Lightning McQueen, man.
Kuchiga. It's great for the kids.
I didn't even like that much.
You didn't like it? Two and three were, but Mater? Mater was hilarious.
Oh, the first one definitely was better than two and three. Yeah. I did like the three one a bit more, the spy one.
Why did they keep it coming?
I feel like it was a cash cow. Yeah. And I feel like Cars sold a lot of toys. The boys were like, give us more.
The beds and the sheets.
They had cars. Movie. They had beds. They had.
My boys had the car sheets.
The boys had the NASCAR pullover thing. In Washington, you know how the NASCAR people have the like fire thing?
Yeah.
The boys had the car. He had it all. He had the thing. He had the jacket. He had the toy.
I wonder if Cars would be in his top five.
I'd be curious because he's cool now.
So. Yeah, he's cool. He's like,
nah, everything is cringe, top 20.
Everything's cringe. I don't even like Cars to ride.
So wait, hold on. We haven't gotten to our top ones. I've only gotten to my top one.
All right, what's number one? Incredibles?
Yeah, Incredibles or Incredibles 2. They're interchangeable.
Yeah, I think I was actually surprised. Everybody loves Incredibles as much as me.
Josh, what's your number one?
Number one Pixar movie, Josh. Go.
Toy Story.
Oh.
That's good.
Fair enough.
Can't go wrong.
Can't go wrong. Toy Story was my number two.
Yeah, my number two as well. Well, Toy Story 3.
What was your number one?
Incredibles.
Oh, it was also Incredibles?
Yeah.
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, also, fair enough.
It was incredible.
What was your guys' favorite Pixar movie?
Come on, call to action.
Nice, JoJo.
It was the full top five.
It was the full top five, only one Toy Story.
Yes. Because don't have it just like four Toy Stories and then something else.
We should bring Tony back when we talk movies.
Oh, bring me back every time you talk movies. I'm pulling up.
Well, listen, made Rice Krispie Treats for him. That was his payment. He was like, will Rice Krispie Treats be available?
That's all I ask.
I'm there.
That's all I ask. Rice Krispie
Treats.
Tim,
what's your favorite Toy Story movie before we close the podcast out?
Favorite Pixar
movie.
Favorite Pixar movie.
Come on, all the way in. Tank, you might as well jump in before it closes.
Favorite number one Pixar joint. You too, Marcus. Number one Pixar movie.
Yeah, Marcus.
All the time.
We got all the people in here.
Toy Story's in my head because you said Toy Story, but...
Incredibles.
Oh, you know what I watch over and over and over and over again with the wife is Moana.
I forget.
Does that count?
That's Disney.
Okay.
I was about to say, that didn't click
in
my mind at all.
Yeah, how did I forget that?
Incredibles is up there.
Incredibles, the first one.
The first one. Yeah.
You know, people sleep on Monsters, Inc., too.
We like Monsters, Inc. Number one, though?
Monsters, Inc. Can I get a list?
We have... Oh, yeah, you get a list. I'll give you our top...
Yeah, we can extend the video.
We can extend the video, man.
They love it.
Melissa's running late. And Angel. Okay, so here's the... Here's Pixar movie.
Onward? I forgot about that.
Onward is a banger, though.
Onward got Josh good.
Onward's great.
Onward. Josh texts me like, watch Onward.
I was the two brothers waking together, man. Yeah,
the dad?
He was just pants, right?
And it was so funny.
It was really funny. And he never came back.
Oh, wait, you know what?
Yeah, I was like, y'all ain't gonna bring it.
He never came back all the way.
Y'all don't need to, like, we didn't get to see him.
All they had to see with the dad.
Yeah. But the rocks were turned away, and you know, the sun was setting, so you couldn't
see. Right, here's wait, before you even tell me, you know what
I... Oh, we're here.
You ain't here?
Oh, I haven't seen it. Remember, the pandemic shut it all down.
That was the last movie I was going to say,
since Onward reminded me that I got emotional, I don't even need to hear the list. I already know what it is.
What is it?
Up. I know it.
As soon as you started breaking
yeah.
Talk about a cry story in the first 5 minutes.
Yeah. 5 minutes.
I was about to say.
I do a crying movie. These kids made me pump. Made me all pump. I'm like, nah, I can do that.
I was not ready.
I'm like, I ain't watching it.
You gotta watch.
Don't look at my top five.
I cried in a middle seat.
You're Mexican.
Watching Coco, I was the worst decision I ever made.
I'm sitting at the end of the movie like,
Coco was my number three.
I love Coco.
Well, you know what's funny is both people on the sides of you probably like, he's watching Coco.
Yeah,
oh, crying man. Like that.
Hey, man, it's all
right. You glance over from the aisle seat, start crying.
Coco.
It's real. Pixar, man.
You're right. Pixar. Anyway. Okay. Sorry.
This turned into a 50-minute video. Anyway, after that, guys, what's your favorite Pixar movie? Leave it in the comments below, like, comment, and subscribe, and all that good stuff. Okay, bye!
Bye!